The Wine Industry Scholars Program was started by our Wine Business Institute Board of Directors, a group of donors who were really supportive of the wine industry and our business programs in particular. And the program is a collaboration between the School of Business and Economics at Sonoma State and the Educational Opportunity Program, which serves first-generation students who also come from economically disadvantaged backgrounds. So the idea was to create a scholarship program that kind of married those two things. You have these people who support the wine industry through their work and careers, and then you also have students who are coming out of the wine industry. And we are supporting children of winery and vineyard workers. So that program is specifically for that. It's for students who are in any major. It doesn't have to be a business major. And they apply to be awarded a $10,000 scholarship. And they get $2,500 a year for up to 4 years to support their studies, their tuition, other educational expenses.
All right. Rosie, tell me a little bit about you and your background and your decision to go to college, what you're studying. I'd love to hear about more about this.
Awesome. So, my name's Rosie Zuniga. I'm from the Central Valley, so like Fresno area. I'm a fourth-year psychology major. I plan to go to grad school after this. I don't exactly know what. But I'm currently doing research with one of my professors. He's researching how labels affect certain people. So how, for instance, how illegal alien versus undocumented immigrant. So I'm doing that right now, and I'm really excited.
Well, tell me about your family background. Where are your folks from? Where are you from? Were you born here in the county? Were your parents? Tell me a little bit about that.
Okay, so very interesting story. I was not born in California. I was born in Washington. So my parents lived here, and then my mom went to go visit her sister in Washington. So I was born in Washington, and then we came back here to California. But my parents are from Mexico. They came from Michoacan, and they've been here for like 25 years, 30, I don't know, something like that.
Wow. Do they work in the wine industry?
So my mom, she's a stay-at-home mom, and my dad, he's a mechanic for, so we live on a dairy in the Central Valley, and so they have like a bunch of vineyards and obviously the cows and stuff. So my dad, he's a mechanic for the machinery and stuff.
Tell me about the importance of this, Karen, in general, for students who might need some extra support and why the wine industry would want to support something like this.
Mm-hmm. Well, the program, I should say, has expanded beyond simply a scholarship program. So it started with this $100,000 seed money for 10 scholarships but almost a year ago now, and has now grown into over $2 million of contributions to a program that not only provides scholarships but also has funded additional advisors for our EOP students. It's provided additional...
EOP stands for?
Educational Opportunity Program. That's okay. The first generation economically disadvantaged students mm-hmm. who come to Sonoma State, as well as additional advising, additional developmental activities, and a expanded summer transition program, which is a great help for students who are the first in their generation to come to college and, you know, kind of need to develop some extra skills to kind of navigate the whole university system.
Wow. So a little more, Rosie, about your hopes and aspirations in terms of, you know, what you're going to do, how you're going to make the decision what to study in graduate school, and what you think you'd like to do in terms of devoting your life.
I have no idea what I want to study, honestly. Psychology is so, so, so broad. But I took a class that was like a psychology of gender class, and I fell in love with that. And also I fell in love with like my research methods class. So I think it was mainly the professor. He really, really inspired me. And he's the same person I'm also doing research with. So I really do want to go to grad school. I want to get my doctorate degree. I don't know in what, but I really do, because I want to change the world.